Listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hey, I'm Laura Western, host of The Reminder. Tune in every second Tuesday at noon where I broadcast you live from the University of Winnipeg campus. Listen in for a variety of music ranging from alternative, indie, some folk, old country, classic rock, maybe some singer-songwriter, and everything in between. Hope you like good music.
Sir, it's time to rise.
My God, it's Mardi Gras and I'm on the main float.
Come on, sir. A couple of weeks, this will be easy for you.
Oh, let me go back to dancing.
We gotta get up, sir.
What time is it, Edward?
It's 5:30.
5:30, it's very early. I may have to hurt you. Call me in 5 minutes.
No, we have to get up right now, and you have to get on the air.
It's the Sonic Cafe. Intelligent, eclectic, and eye-opening. The Sonic Cafe.
I'm a real wild one.
Wild one.
Wild one.
Wild one. Wild one.
School like a real, real cool. Gotta dance like a fool.
Sonic Cafe. That's Iggy Pop. Not the original, but perhaps the real Wild Child from 1986. So, hey, welcome to the program that brings you a weekly dose of intelligent, eclectic music, comedy, and pop culture. It's a thing we call the Sonic Cafe. I'm Scott Clark, and this is episode 395. Yeah, this time, the Sonic Cafe visits the small Midwestern town of Dale, Indiana, via the stories of comedian Clint Hall. Small town living at its best, I guess. We've wrapped Clint's small town tales into a music mix spanning 42 years. Listen for John Mellencamp, who's from Seymour, Indiana, with his tune, Small Town, of course. Yeah, plus music from Little Steven, Hooray for the Riff Raff, Building a Better Spaceship, Chumbawamba, the Jonas Brothers, Steely Dan, and of course more. Including a couple of comedic observations from Nate Bargatze on the pitfalls of bringing ice to a party and how getting older changes everything. All that and more as the Sonic Cafe visits small town Indiana from way out here in the Pacific Northwest. From 1987, here's the Replacements. And as always, we're the Sonic Cafe.
And I don't want to buy ice ever again in my life. It seems dumb, but first of all, you never get full warning to buy ice. It's very last minute, very urgent. It sounds like it's your fault. You just open the door and they're like, will you go get 50 bags of ice? If I don't think you have your ice figured out, I won't go to your thing. Every time I go buy it, like it's never near where you pay for it. I go into the gas station and I'm like, where's the ice? And he's like, all right, you're gonna hop on this shuttle bus. And you're going to go do medicine ball throws for 4 to 5 hours. And whatever amount of ice you buy will never be the right amount. It's either not enough or the most ice I've ever seen in my life. And my wife won't let me just throw it away. She's like, well, go see if someone needs it. So now she makes me walk up to strangers at a gas station and just be like, anybody need a little bag of ice? Anybody? When you were inside, I looked in your car and you had a cup. And I was like, you want a little bag of ice for that cup?
They taught me we've got the power, the money, the guns. If there's a God, he is waiting on our side. You'll believe anything when you are young. We are the civilized, they always told me. Religion is organized, I was told. I found it more honest, exploring the darkness. Never wore no South African gold. Look around, baby, we're desperate, divided, all calling God by different names, kneeling to praise him while we poison his garden. I'm born again savage and I can't play the game.
Ah. cry. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I come to you this evening from Dale, Indiana. That's the reaction that you... Oh, all right. That never gets that reaction. Okay. Dale, for those of you who don't know, is a very small town in very southern Indiana. And like most small towns, it's a little bit different. Like, our funeral director is also the taxidermist. Sometimes he gets confused. Like at my grandfather's funeral, Gramps was like this. The police department keeps office hours. It's like Dale, Indiana, tough on crime, till 6. Got places we gotta be. They're trying to get more serious about it, though. The city increased the budget. They were actually able to double the size of the police force. And, the new guy's name is Scott. That's nice. The city purchased an unmarked police car. I don't know who they're trying to fool with that thing. We all see Scott driving it. It's ridiculous. Still, you couldn't have a show like Law & Order set there, though. You like Law & Order, Dale. Do you have a description of the suspect? Yeah, it was Earl. The only suspense in the whole show would be, was it Big Earl or Little Earl? Not a lot to do over home, so I do watch a lot of television, which is okay because we've got DirecTV. Actually, again, full disclosure, we actually spliced into the neighbor's satellite. So what we have is indirect TV. My favorite right now are the cooking channels, the Food Network, except for they always have these world-famous chefs on there, and they always ask them that same question. How did you become a world-famous chef? And they all give that same answer. Oh, I fell in love with food at a very early age. Like the rest of us, we're all growing up like boo food. My favorite show right now, though, on there is Chopped. You know what I'm talking about? Chopped. Yeah. All right. For those of you who don't know, Chopped is a show where they bring these chefs on and they give them 4 ingredients that don't have anything to do with each other and then tell them to make a dish that makes sense. You know, like, chefs, in your basket, you will find lemon soda, broccoli, Tic Tacs, and sea bass. Make dessert. And you always got that one guy who's like, as soon as I saw the sea bass, I thought ice cream. Why would you? Why? I also watch the Science Channel a lot. Shocker. And I was watching this show on there the other day. A scientist discovered this guy. He was mummified when he was trapped by a glacier 5,000 years ago. And now they're basing everything they know about what people wore, what they ate, and how they lived in that area at that time on this one guy. I don't know about you guys, but 5,000 years from now, I don't want to be that guy. I mean, what if it's Halloween when I get run over by the glacier? Because of me, they think we all lived on candy. We all dressed like Miley Cyrus. It was a party in the USA, I'll tell you. course, the worst part about watching television is the commercials, like you've seen the one for Golden Corral. For just $3 more, you can take home absolutely all the food you can fit in a plate this big. We get more than that in my wife's purse now. I think the commercials that have been bothering me the most over the last few years, though, are these Discover Card commercials. Discover Card, we treat you like you'd treat you. I wouldn't charge me 23.5% interest. Oh, you guys have been amazing. But before I get out of here, I want to make sure I don't want to leave you with the wrong impression about my hometown. Now, I've said some things about Dale, but even though it is a small town, we have made our contributions to society. Florence Henderson, who played the mom on the Brady Bunch. Yeah, she was born in Dale. And that's it. That's all I want. Thank you. Actually, just by being on this stage right now, I'm already the second most famous person from Dale, Indiana. Yeah. Thank you, everybody. You did it.
Can you dig it?
Really great.
Can you dig it?
Superb.
Can you dig it?
Nice.
We're the Sonic Cafe.
Wonderful.
Enough to say, look who's in the big town. My bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. I was born in a small town, and I can breathe in a small town. Gonna die in a small town. Oh, that's probably where they bury me. Yeah.
You're listening to the Sonic Cafe, where we never play the same song twice. And that's a really cool thing.
Everything is vibration. You put out a good vibration, the only thing that responds to a good vibration is a good vibration. Bad vibrations are on a different frequency. They don't mix each other. You put out a vibration, you're going to get back what that vibration is. It's called resonance. If you're an unhappy person and you're broadcasting that, the only person that will be affected by that unhappiness, somebody else is unhappy because they're resonating from the same thing. All of a sudden, I realized as I started to change, it's like, be happy. Just be happy. Yeah. And it's like people want to be happy.
All the way down here. take a second to find myself. Shaking like a bundle of stress. With blurry vision, blurry lines, I got as far as I thought I'd get. I got all the way.
Sonic Cafe. I'm Scott Clark, and you know, I'd really appreciate it if you would send me an email. Our email address here is soniccaferadio@gmail.com. Make a request. Tell us the name of the radio station where you listen to the Sonic Cafe. Give us an idea for an upcoming episode. Heck, we'd even like to see pictures of your pet. Yeah. So don't be shy. Email us today at soniccaferadio@gmail.com. Now back to the show here at the Sonic Cafe.
Oh, Please, sir, I want some more.
I want something peppy, something happy, something up-tempo. I want something snappy.
Something snappy, something snappy, something snappy.
Something snappy, happy, happy.
We're the Sonic Cafe.
We go together, better than birds of a feather, you and me. We change the weather, yeah. I'm feeling heat in December when you found me. I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain. And baby, you know it's obvious. I'm a sucker for you. Say the word and I'll go anywhere blindly. I'm a sucker for you. Sucker for you,
yeah.
Don't complicate it,
yeah.
'Cause I know you and you know everything about me. I can't remember all of the nights I don't remember when you're around me. I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain. I'm a sucker for you. Say the word and I'll go anywhere blindly. I'm a sucker for you. Yeah. Any road you take, you know that you'll find me.
I'm a sucker for all the subliminal things no one knows about you.
About you,
about you.
Sucker for you.
Yeah.
I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain. And maybe you know it's obvious. I'm a sucker for you.
Yeah.
Say the word and I'll go anywhere blindly. I'm a sucker for you.
You could use the telephone to get information by calling 411, but you got very little information. You can still call them. Do you know that 411 is still in business? They're not expecting your call. They used to answer it city and state. They now answer, you're sh**ing me. How did you get this phone number? I memorized it. And they give you no information. Can you imagine asking a 411 operator for the information you can get from a simple 5-second Google or Yelp search? What listing? Every movie theater within a 25-mile radius of where I'm standing. Where are you standing? You tell me. Is that all? Oh no, that's far from all. I want movies and showtimes. I also want an alphabetical listing of all the actors. I want to know what else they've been in. I want a review of this movie. Also, I want to know if they've been in anything with Kevin Bacon. Then, I want you to see if any of my friends are in the area. And if they are, I'd like to see if they're hungry. Find a Thai fusion Viking restaurant for us. Make us reservations and let them know that Anna is allergic to shellfish. Now play Born to Run.
We're the Sonic Cafe.
With K34 hexachloroprene antiseptic.
Bottoms up!
I hear you are singing a song of the past.
Your 20s are great. You're down for whatever. Your friends call you. They're like, do you want to go? You're like, I'll go. You don't even know where you're going. You're like, I'll move, dude. I'll set my apartment on fire. What do you want to do? Your 30s come, and you're like, where are we going? How late are they open? Is it loud? I am going to drive separate.
We're the Sonic Cafe.
Available with an automatic magazine type changer.
Has changed and I can't
The Sonic Cafe originates on the Oregon coast and is distributed via the Pacifica and Radio for All networks, where it can be heard on great community, public, and streaming radio stations across the United States. So make plans now to catch the Sonic Cafe each week at this station. And as always, thanks for listening to the Sonic Cafe.
We'll be right back.